right now, and 3 degrees on our way to 11. It was just this past fall that Canadians took to the streets by the thousands to demand action on climate change. But now images of crowds of protests may feel like something from a distant past as we hunker down in our homes, wondering what our immediate future looks like in the face of COVID-19. It might be hard to think about climate change and the environment. Yannick Beaudoin is the Director General for Ontario and Northern Canada for the David Suzuki Foundation and joined us now. Yannick, good morning.
Good morning, David.
Where do you think questions about the environment fit in the wake and the age of a global pandemic?
Well, I think, first things first, right, we're really also in care mode and being together mode and helping Canadians and our own staff, go through these times. So we've really pivoted in the short term to try to figure out, what are the best ways to help and what are the best ways to be there for people. And it's also, we're starting to notice that in those times, a lot of people are reflecting and trying to figure out, well, what's the most meaningful thing? What are the most essential things in their lives? And how do we go from there? So it's been really a kind of a time of reflection, trying to figure out what the different pathways forward could be, but also being very caring and supportive of what's going on.
At the same time, there are some out there looking at the massive reduction in aircraft traffic, commercial airline traffic around the world, and thinking about the consequential reduction in greenhouse gas emissions that would be happening in some industries as well. And I think thinking about what it means when we're all out of this.
Yeah, and I think those are kind of, spots that you can kind of look, moments in time you can look as examples of what can happen when you do decide to change things drastically. In this case, we were forced to, and we're able to notice that there are some effects. So part of it is kind of figuring out, well, looking forward, what are some of the things that we want to come out with and make changes, work together and come out with new ways, and making sure we're not necessarily going exactly back to the same old ways, which may not have been the best for us, right? So redefining some of our relationship to nature, our relationship to the clean air, the clean water, the clean soil we all want. So I think it's noticing, it's not a time to celebrate these things, just because we're having a slowdown doesn't mean that this is something to celebrate. It really is noticing it and then maybe, building that into the Canada that we want after this.
Do you worry that there's a risk that that environmental concerns will get overlooked at a time of pandemic?
Like I said, in the short term, we're not here really specifically looking at only the environment itself. It really is about caring and the people around us. And I think that's, part of it is when you care and when you're working together, you're bringing in the elements, like our relationships to nature and the environment, and you're noticing how interdependent and interconnected it all is. So that can redefine not just the movement, but maybe redefine how we as Canadians want to be, how do we build back better in a way as we go forward. So it's not putting it on the sideline, it's more about integrating all these stories together.
When you talk about build back better, what do you see as a thing that could actually carry over?
Yeah, I think this is maybe one of the most important kind of learning spaces, certainly, for the environmental movement going forward. We've just come out of having our old systems kind of, chug along and do what they can. Now we're realizing we're in this moment where a lot of those old systems didn't actually deliver the resilience we wanted, both from a health standard or health perspective, but also from other environmental perspectives. So, I'm an economist, so I look at the post-pandemic Canadian economy, for example. What if you define that towards having a purpose that's very specifically designed to generate well-being for people and planet? We have that ability as all Canadians to have a voice in how we're going to reshape that next economy going forward.
You mean use it as an opportunity and sit there and say that the system we had, let's retool it post-pandemic?
Well, I want to be careful to use the word opportunity. This is not an opportunity. Yeah. We didn't choose this, and there's a lot of pain going on and hurt. But it is a moment in time that we can use to learn for sure about necessarily maybe perhaps letting go of some of the things and the ways that we used to be, and certainly the way we used to drive our economy, and maybe decide, well, actually, domestic product is perhaps not the only thing we want. We actually want to have well-being. We want to live in healthy spaces, and we all want that to be integrated into one thing.
Right. Yannick, some things to think about, certainly. Thanks very much.
Thank you very much, David. Have a great day.
You too. That is Yannick Beaudoin, who's the Director General for Ontario and Northern Canada for the David Suzuki Foundation, 554A.